For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Terry Nelson speaking on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's all about priorities. Crimes with victims should receive just punishment, no argument. But that's not always the case. For example, there were approximately 1.1 million cars stolen in the United States in 2005. According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, approximately 13% of motor vehicle thefts were solved. These are crimes against all of us because they involve the loss of personal possessions and result in higher insurance rates. Of the 1.2 million burglaries, 12.7% were solved. 16% of the 8.9 million property crimes were solved. Police did much better on the approximately 1.2 million violent crimes. They solved 45% of those. However, improvement could be made in every category if much-needed staff, time, and money, and equipment was not being diverted to the three-decade-plus failed public policy called the War on Drugs. It's a question of priorities. In Bullhead City, Arizona, a recent roundup was coordinated after undercover agents bought drugs from various suspects over a six-month period. So far, 19 people have been arrested in Operation Housekeeping, according to Lieutenant Steve Smith, Bullhead City Police. Law enforcement officers from five departments fanned out Wednesday morning to round up 24 alleged drug suspects. The police also recovered 29 grams of marijuana, 279 grams of meth, 14 grams of mushrooms, six morphine pills, and eight methylcarbinol pills, that's a muscle relaxant, plus paraphernalia, a couple of vehicles, and about $25,000 in cash. So the police will spend 6 months investigating something that produced such scant results, yet Nevada ranks number two for vehicle thefts with approximately 1,115 per 100,000 population, or approximately 26,000 thefts of vehicles a year. Is this the correct priority? In St. Louis, Missouri, according to the Post-Dispatch, the Office of the U.S. Attorney and the St. Louis Circuit Attorney issued numerous criminal charges against drug suspects. And starting about 5 a.m. on Wednesday, teams of officers and agents began serving warrants and arrested 16 people. Authorities were looking for eight more. During the sweep, authorities also recovered four guns, some crack cocaine, and assorted gang paraphernalia, Hager said. According to DisasterCenter.com, Missouri ranks 12th for vehicle thefts, with 443 per 100,000 population, or approximately 25,000 motor vehicle thefts. Again, priorities. It should be apparent that we will never arrest our way out of the drug war. However, we can treat our drug problem with education and medical treatment instead of incarceration. It remains a question of priorities. Our police should be focusing all their efforts solving crimes against people, places, or things, and not chasing after nonviolent offenders. A program, the War on Drugs, with a stated goal of reducing crime, drug addiction, and juvenile drug use, has done the exact opposite. It's time for a change. Let's work together for a better future for ourselves and our children. This is Terry Nelson at www.leap.cc signing off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.